Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.HearGod'sWord@Bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other
ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the Word.
Father God, we come right now, Lord, just want to thank you and to praise your holy name. Father, you're truly worthy to be praised. We come right now, Lord, wanting to turn our eyes towards your Word, Father, and what you're saying to your church. May, Father, we be doers of the Word and not just hearers, Father. That we might leave this place to make you known, Father, in Jesus' name. That we may leave this place looking for miracles of answered prayers. May we leave this place looking for you to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, Father. We thank you, Lord, and believe by faith, Father, that you've already spoken to us, Lord. That we've already heard from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. We have the picture of this building. Believing by faith that also it's already been built. Taking the proper steps to get it done, and we're going to be here a few moments after the service to take care of that business. Amen. Amen. This month we've entered into a new month. We want to make him known through sovereignty. Make him known through sovereignty. And during this month you're going to learn about the doctrine of providence. You're going to learn what is God's will for your life. You're going to learn that God is in control. You're going to hear about what happens when suffering and the sovereignty of God. We're going to stand on this word all month, Genesis 50, verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended for it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. And we're going to talk about this morning the problem of divine, the problems of divine purpose, the problems of divine purpose. Genesis 50, verse 20. Please stand in reverence to the Word of God. Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. There's an article based on this text as well in your newsletter. We want you to read that newsletter. It's a message entitled, But God, But God, in the newsletter. But this text read, it's one verse. I'm going to read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three. Amen. You may be seated in the household of God. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. Talking about this morning the problems of divine purpose. And we're going to talk on around 3 points as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. We're going to talk about God intended problems. Then we're going to talk about God intended providence. And then we're going to talk about God intended purpose. We want Christians to know that Christians should endure their problems to get to God's divine purpose for their lives. Let me say that again. Christians should endure their problems to get to God's divine purpose in their lives. most of you Bible readers know this story. And it's the story of Joseph. And many of you, knowing the story, know some of the problems that he had. The first problem that he had was that he came from a crazy family. His dad had more than one wife. And as a result of that, there was chaos because he was born of the woman that he loved, but there was more than one woman in the house. So he came from a crazy family, and one of his problems, not that he had a crazy family, but was his daddy, because his daddy played favorites. And parents, if you want to have drama in your family life, treat one child better than the other. You bless one child and curse the other, and see the drama that will unfold in your family life. God didn't want you to treat one child better than the other. You should treat them all the same, and they all should be treated good. Hello, somebody. Right, but his daddy treated him better and gave him a fancy coat. I call it a FUBU jacket, a colorful FUBU jacket. And he went out, and wore it with pride. He didn't know that FUBU jacket was going to get him in trouble. Hello, somebody. Oh, for his brothers didn't like him anyway. And they saw him coming in that FUBU jacket. They didn't like him because his daddy was treating him better than them. They didn't like him because of his dreams. He had a dream that he was going to be over them. They interpreted that dream, and they didn't like that dream. He had a dream even that his mama and daddy was going to bow to him, and his mama and daddy didn't like that. There was all kind of enmity in the family, and to top it all off, he was a tattletale. He would tell everything that his brothers would do. Hello, somebody, like the younger ones do. I'm a baby in the family, and yes, I am a tattletale. I told on my sister every time she did me wrong. Hello, some things I made up on my sister. Hello, somebody. But he had problems because he came from a problematic family. He lived, and the first big problem that he had in his life when he walked up in that FUBU jacket was that they put him in a pit. Hello, somebody. There was a pit that he was put into, his own brothers, his own. Oh, and some of them was talking about killing him. Hello, somebody. But one of his brothers tried to save him, but he went from that pit, and then the problem of being and slavery would happen. He had left his own land taken by some merchants and then resold in the land of Egypt. And now his problem is now is he's a slave. Oh, he's a slave with a lot of freedom, though, but he's still a slave. And that's a problem when you can't do what you want to do and go where you want to go. And he didn't get to do what he wanted to do and go where he wanted to go, but he still served the Lord through it all, through the pit, through being sold and traded, being a slave. He still served God, and God still blessed him. Hello, somebody. Which tells us that no matter what we go through, no matter what problems we go through, we might need to go ahead and serve the Lord anyhow. Hello, somebody. No matter what the troubles are, no matter what the tribulations are, maybe you need to go ahead and say, hallelujah, anyhow. I've got all kinds of problems. I come from a crazy family. I've been in the pit. I'm a slave. But not only that, even as he served the Lord, and he was blessed, and God highly favored, and God blessed his whole household that he was in. But then he had another problem. His other problem was that he went to the gym too much. He started looking good to his employer's wife, and she said, good, good, mother, I want some of that. Hello, somebody. As she tried to throw herself at him. And he left. What I think that FUBU jacket behind and ran and left that woman behind. Hello, somebody. We're talking about the problems of divine purpose. Left that jacket, got him in a lot of trouble, didn't it? Dressing flashy got him in a lot of trouble. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. So then, after he had a problem with his boss, his wife, and she screamed sexual harassment, now he ended up in the prison. Hello, somebody. Talking about the problems of divine purpose. He was anointed and appointed everywhere he went, but he still had problems.
Yes.
And boy, you can't get bigger problems than this than to be put in the prison. Hello, somebody. There's somebody here today, you're not Job, but you've had all these kinds of problems. You've had problems with your family. You've had problems with your brothers and sisters, problems with your daddy and your mama, problems with being in pits, that your family put you in. Hello, somebody. Have you ever had a problem that your family put you in because you're tired, because they got in trouble, you in trouble? Hello, somebody. Have you ever been in a problem?
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. Have you ever been a slave and having to work for somebody else and not being able to govern your own time? Have you ever been in the prison? Hello, somebody. If you haven't been in the prison, maybe it's a mental prison. You can't go where you want to go and do what you want to do. Because you're limited right now. And now it feels like you're in a prison. You can't do what you want to do. Can't say what you want. Can't go where you want to go. He had problems of divine purpose. Hello, somebody. But this is the end of the story. Sometimes we need to press through just to see the end of the story. Because had he given up in that pit, he would have never made it to the palace. You know the story. He was in prison, and two men who were part of the king's staff came down and had a dream, and he was good at interpreting dreams or being able to pray to God to interpret the dreams, and he interpreted the dream. The problem was he still, some theologians think he was still in prison 2 years after he interpreted the dream. Some of you right now, your blessing is on the way, but you gotta wait 2 years. Hello, somebody. Some of you have already been delivered, but you gotta wait. Wait for it. The old folk used to say, the word of God, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Hello, somebody. Somebody has already been delivered, but you're still in prison. Hello, somebody. Somebody gonna get that on the way home. You already been healed, but you're still in the hospital room. You already have been set free, but you're still in the prison. But you just got to wait. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, wait on the Lord. And that's what he's trying to get you to do. All these problems that you're having, all these tribulations that you're having, he wants to work them together for your good. And you might be here and you are anointed and appointed. You love God. But your life look like you have no God in it. Hello, somebody.
Sorry.
Hello, somebody. That's what they would say of Joseph. Joseph, especially during our day and time, our prosperity Joseph, ain't nothing prosperous about the pit. Joseph, ain't nothing prosperous about being in the prison. Joseph, ain't nothing prosperous about being a slave. Joseph, you must not be living right for the Lord. Joseph, you must not be anointed and appointed. Joseph, you must not be doing what God tells you to do. Hello, somebody. Be careful to judge somebody. Be careful to judge the man and woman of God, because they may be down 1 week, or they may be down 2 weeks, they may be down 3 weeks, they may be down 1 year, they may be down 2 years, they may be down 10 years, but one day the Lord is going to show up in their life. It's going to show out in Jesus' name. Go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise and say to your neighbor, I may be going through, but one day. Oh, my God. happen one day. That's why we tell you, if you're having a hard time in this day, go to sleep and wake up early. And tomorrow may be your change. Hello, somebody. Tomorrow your change may come. Tomorrow your change may come. But he had a divine purpose on his life, and he had all kinds of problems as a result of him having a divine purpose. Hello, somebody. I looked at a movie yesterday entitled Blessed and Cursed, and it was a movie that was released in 2010, and it was about this young man who was a preacher's child. This young man who was a preacher's child who had the gift to sing. His daddy's church wasn't doing too well. His daddy's church, so he had to work on the side as a construction person, and that young boy was working on the side with his daddy in construction, and his daddy got a contract with a big mega church, and as he was out working on that mega church, the big bishop came out and heard him singing. The big bishop had just fired his worship leader, and he walked out the door and he heard this man singing. So he decided to have him to become a part of his staff the next Sunday, and he led worship, and everybody praised the Lord, everybody glorified the Lord. They were glad that he was on staff, and that bishop took him everywhere that he went, and everybody soon was calling his name. Everybody soon was praising God for his blessing, for his anointing, for his appointing, so much so that even the bishop wife began to brag on him. And then all of a sudden the bishop began to get jealous. The bishop got jealous of his anointing. That same man that put him up was now about to tear him down. He was blessed and cursed at the same time. Folk was jealous of his anointing. Both were jealous of his appointing, and he ended up losing it all. Yeah. End up losing it all. And his story tells us that sometimes being anointed, sometimes having God's purpose on your life can be a blessing and curse at the same time. But the end of the story is that he got fired, couldn't get hired for nobody else. But God gave him favor, got him a contract, and he became the nation's worship leader and had the number one album on the gospel tracks in that same place that the bishop set him down. He would go back and have a concert. And his life shows that what God has for you is for you, regardless of people recognizing your anointing and appointing or not. What God has for you is for you. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, what God has for me, no man can take away. In Jesus' name. And that's what happened with Joseph. What God had for him, no man could take it away. His brothers couldn't take it away. Those who had him in slavery couldn't take him away. The prison couldn't take it away. Lies couldn't take it away, because he was accused of crimes that he didn't commit. Nothing could take him away. And all of a sudden one day he got called out of that prison. And he was placed second in charge of the whole country of Egypt. Somebody ought to praise God's name. Because if God did it for Joseph, that means he can do it for me. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. In Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here for your deliverance. There's only one problem with people who have a lot of problems and people who use you and do you wrong. Most people will be ready to get revenge when they can. Hello, somebody. Joseph's daddy died and the brothers had a fit. Hello, somebody. And they thought Joseph would remember. They thought that Joseph was being gracious to them because of their daddy. And their daddy died. And then they became concerned. Said, my brother that I did wrong is going to come back and he's going to get me. Hello, somebody. Have you seen those old karate movies? Those old karate movies is usually about what? Revenge. Somebody be living okay and right. Somebody do them wrong. And then they get beat up. And then they go into training and train and train and train. And then they come back and they show you. Hello, somebody. It's revenge. Joseph, you're ready for him. Joseph brothers thought that, oh, he's gotten stronger, he's gotten wiser, he's gotten more powerful. Oh, he can get revenge on us. But Joseph, you know, did play a little games and got in their head a bit, you know, back when they first met. But then Joseph had to tell them the real reason for all of these problems, the real reason for all of these heartaches and tribulation is that God intended me to have these problems. Wow. Can you say that God intended me to have these problems? Ooh, Lord, somebody ought to give God a half a praise up in here, because that means that you're getting deep in your theology. That means that you're not a prosperity theology person. That means that you might really know God in an intimate way when you can say that God intended me to have these problems.
Yes. It's a word.
God intended me to have these problems. Some of you are here today. Boy, you're going through a lot, man. You're going through a lot. I pray for you. I know you're going through a lot. But can you say, God intended me to have these problems?
Yes, that's right.
Because God is doing something over and above me, something that I can't see, something that I can't put together right now, but God intended me to have these problems. So now I embrace the problems now. I usher the problems in. Hello, somebody. This is what Joseph said. You intended to harm me.
All right, Rev.
You're not going to get away with that fact. Hello, somebody.
That was real,
Rev. I ain't going to do nothing to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get revenge on you.
Yeah.
But I do know that you intended to harm me. You don't like me. You intended to harm me. You don't like me. Oh, you didn't like the way I dress. You didn't like the way I talk. You didn't like the way I dream. Hello, somebody. Some of you are being hated on because of the way you dress, because of the way you talk, because of the way you dream. Hello, somebody. And people are trying to harm you. But I'm so glad that when people try to harm me, I'm so glad for this text in Isaiah 54, verse 17. What does it say? No weapon that is formed against me will prosper in Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise up in here. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And guess what? Every tongue that accused me, hello somebody, every tongue that told lies on me, that bite bit me, every tongue that came up against me, you in judgment, you will condemn. I'm so glad that I don't have to fight my own battles. I'm so glad that God can allow the weapons to form, but they won't prosper. And I problem is we have a problem with the forming of the weapons. Hello, somebody. And that's what your problems are. It's those weapons forming against you. And you're not like George Bush. You say what? George Bush couldn't find weapons of mass destruction. Hello, somebody. But you know that devil has helped you. You know that devil wants you. And you know that he has real weapons of mass destruction. As a matter of fact, his whole appetite is that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And it looks like that he's able to touch you. Hello, somebody. It looks like that he has your victory in your life. It looks like it has formed against you. It has come against you.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. The God is saying to somebody this morning that no weapons formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that lied on your toe tells about you. Every tongue that that was wagging on the streets, that was wagging in the beauty shops, in the barber shop. Oh, every meeting that they had behind your back trying to get against you. Oh, those tongues. Hello, somebody. To be condemned in Jesus' name. Why? Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and what their vindication is from me.
Yeah.
I try to get Christian folk to stop trying to fight your own battles. Oh, you may be Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, all them wrapped up into one, but the problem is if you fight your own battles, you're going to suffer the consequences of your own battles. Hello, somebody. You may be somebody in a fist fight, but the next person's going to put a gun on you. Hello, somebody. You may beat somebody in a knife fight, but they'll have a machete. Hello, somebody. Don't fight your own battle. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, don't fight your own battle. God intended this for you. God intended this problem. God intended this tribulation. God is trying to move on your behalf. Because God has an intended providence. Says the next line in that text says, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is being done now. Hello, somebody. Oh, how can a problem be intended for good? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. How can a problem be intended for good? But Joseph, knowing the end of the story, said, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is being done now. What is being done now? Most of us, our problems lead to prayer. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. The more problems you have, the more prayer you should be praying. Hello, somebody. If you're going to make it through such a time as this, you better learn to pray about all those problems that are stacking up against you and on you. Oh, those problems that are forming against you. You better learn to pray. Hello, somebody. And the more you pray, the more intimate you'll get with God. Hello, somebody. I've never been as intimate with God as when I had a lot of problems. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I began to do what I'm doing now, fasting and praying. Some of you better learn to fast and pray. You better fast and pray for your family, your loved one. Oh, they may be in the hospital room. You better learn to fast and pray. Oh, you better learn and pray for those that you see that are going through a hard time. They already had a hard time last week, but the devil threw some more stuff on them, and he's trying to take them out. And you better learn to fast and pray. Hello, somebody. And I tell you, it'll accomplish something good for you. Hello, somebody. And I'm so glad what Romans 8:28 says. And we know that what in all things God's work for good for those who love him and who have been called according to what his purpose. Hello, somebody. Those problems are trying to produce a purpose in your life. Those problems are trying to produce an outcome. Those problems is trying to produce really fruitfulness. A spiritual outcome most of the time. He's trying to change your character. Hello, somebody. You're so hard and stiff-necked and rough that he's got to put a little more on you to get your attention. Hello, somebody. He's got to do a little more for you because you like me. You're stubborn. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You're hard-headed. Hello, somebody. But I'm so glad that God intended these problems that I'm having for his providence, and I'm so glad that he can work all this stuff together for my good, and that's providence. That's God's sovereignty. He works everything together. He gives you your own will, but he does some things to help you to make the right decisions. He puts you in the right place. Some folks say they want to pray for God's will, but if you're faithful, God's will find you out. Hello, somebody. Some people say, I want to know what God's will is. God's will is that you be obedient and faithful. Hello, somebody. And if you're obedient and faithful, guess what? His will find you. You don't have to find it. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. His will found Joseph. Joseph didn't have to apply, for that business deal. He didn't have to turn in a resume to say, to be the second in charge of Egypt. Hello, somebody. God's will found him. Hello, somebody. And God's will may find you in places where he needs to have you so that you can keep the will of God that he's about to give you. Oh, because if there was no pit, he could have started tripping when he got in the palace. Have you ever seen somebody get blessed and they change? Have you ever seen somebody while they was driving the hoopty? Anybody could get in the car, they go and pick up anybody, but God bless them with a better car and give them a Cadillac or give them a Mercedes Benz. Now nobody can get in the car. Nobody can eat in the car. You can't even come to church no more. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You've got to be prepared for God's purpose in your life, and the higher he wants to take you, the lower he will put you down. Hello, somebody. Are you down today? Are you low down? Hello, somebody. Oh, somebody here, you're low down. Not that you're dirty, but you're low down in the trials and the tribulation and in the problems. Oh, you look up to snails because you're going through so much. Oh, hello, somebody. That's okay. That's okay. That may mean God has something great for you. I'm going to tell this story about the skyscraper and my baptismal candidate. Go ahead and go. You guys, go ahead. Because we're going to baptize right after this. Sister Smith, y'all go. Skyscrapers in Dallas, they are going to build a skyscraper. I used to catch the bus back in that day, and I used to walk by the construction place, and I would look in the hole, and the hole seemed like nothing was being done every day. And it seemed like three or four months, nothing came out of the hole. Come to find out that they were digging deep, because the higher the structure, the deeper they had to go down, so that they could give it a good foundation. Right. Hello, somebody. Somebody's in here today. You're in the hole. Hello, somebody. You're in the hole. You got all kinds of problems, all kinds of tribulations. You're in the hole. Your family's in the hole. And it seems like that God has forgotten you. It seems like, that you can't get a prayer through. It seems like God won't do what you want him to do. But God says this morning, that he's given you some problems, for his purpose. God says this morning, in Joseph's life, I'm saving of many lives. It's the purpose of your problems. Hello, somebody. And his intended providence has put you in the right place at the right time, though you don't feel like it, though it doesn't feel like you're getting a blessing, though it seems like you've been forgotten. You're like Joseph in the last 2 years before your deliverance. I can imagine that he must have felt low. He had done everything right and made all the right decisions in his own mind, and he probably was wondering, where is God in all of this mess? You bless me everywhere that I've been, but I don't want these kind of blessings. You bless me in the pit. You bless me as a slave. You bless me as a prisoner. But Lord, I don't want this kind of blessing. I want you to do more for my life. I want you to use me. I want you to enable me to live out my dreams. I remember the dream that I had, and I dreamed that folk were bowing down to me, even my own family, even my own mother and daddy were bowing down to me. Oh, I can imagine that at times he felt forsaken. I can imagine at times he felt left. I can imagine at times he felt that nobody cares for him. And somebody here today, you feel left out. You feel forsaken. You feel like nobody cares for you. You feel forgotten. You feel that God hasn't heard your prayers. But God has sent me here this morning to let you know that he intended you to have these problems. But also, there's an intended providence. He has put you in the right place at the right time for a blessing, because there is an intended purpose. And his purpose for Joseph was to save many lives. Oh, and he has a purpose for you. It might be the same purpose to save many lives, because you're here and your church's theme is to make him known. To make him known. Maybe he's giving you these problems so he can get you to talk about the God that's enabled you to get through these problems. A God that has been with you all through it and in it all. The God that seems to be working everything out together for your good. Maybe that's why God has you where you are. But in the end, the Bible lets us know that it will all be worked out. And God has sent me here this morning to let you know, and you need to write Hebrews 10, 35 to 36 down. So do not throw away your confidence. Hello, somebody. Somebody's thinking about giving up. Don't throw away your confidence. Somebody's thinking about taking their own lives. Don't throw away your confidence. Somebody's thinking about leaving the church. Don't throw away your confidence. Somebody's thinking about doing what God doesn't want you to do, and he says, don't throw away your confidence. I will be, it will be richly rewarded. And Joseph is a testimony about, I've been through a lot, but it was worth it all. I've been through a lot, but it was worth it all. God elevated me and took me to places that I only dreamed of. And guess what? It was worth it all. And God is saying to somebody now that it is worth it all. Everything that you're going through, keep your confidence. It's worth it all. Persevere. He says you need to persevere so that when you have done what the will of God, you will receive what he has promised in Jesus' name. And but the righteous ones will what? Live by what? Faith. The righteous one will live by faith. And I will take no pleasure in the one who what? Shrinks back. Hello, somebody. And God says this morning, don't you shrink back. Go forward in Jesus' name. Don't you shrink back. God knows your problems. Matter of fact, he sent them your way. Hello, somebody.
He sent the storm.
He sent the storm your way. He knows that you're eventually going to trust in him. Hello, somebody. You're going to eventually persevere. You're going to eventually live by faith. Some of you just need to live by faith. Ignore the circumstances. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. In Jesus' name. Deacons, will you come? All heads bowed. Saints are praying. Come to this moment where we open the doors of the church. But really, the doors of the church was opened 2,000 years ago when Christ died on the cross. And I'm so glad that he died that I might live. For the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And if you're here today and you don't know the story that Jesus was the Son of God, sent here as the Lamb of God to die for the sins of the world. Let me say that again. Jesus was the Son of God sent to the world to die as the Lamb of God, the purpose sacrifice for your sins. For Jesus, after he did all those miracles, he entered into a prayer meeting praying for God's will. Hello, somebody. And he had to pray and pray. And he said, nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And when he said, thy will be done, he began to get some of these intended problems. You see, it was a problem for him to suffer. It was a problem for him to die, but God intended it. God intended it because he had a divine purpose for his life, and he put him in that providential moment to die for the sins of the world. And he would have to leave that garden. He had to go be tried for crimes that he didn't commit. And after he was tried, they said, crucify him. They beat him, mocked him, and stoned him, beat him, and they put a crown of thorns on top of his head, a cross on his back, and led him through the streets of Jerusalem as saying that he's a problem. And he was led through the streets of Jerusalem, led to that street or that hill called Golgotha. And on that hill, they nailed him to a cross. And these were God's intended problems for him. He was in a providential moment as they raised him up between two thieves, as if to say he was a thief. But these were God's intended problems for God's providence, because he had to die on that cross, and he gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost and died. These were God's problems, God's providence, for God's purpose, because they took him off that cross, put him in a borrowed tomb, and he stayed there for 3 days. But I am so glad that he got up on the third day. I said, I'm so glad that he got up on the third day, because that was God's intended purpose, that he would live.
Hello again,
and
this
die
is Pastor Michael
Lee
Thomas. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby. And you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today, and I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Lee Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really has spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com, and you can hear it, tap the link on the MySpace page, or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God. And I believe God can do it for us. And we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more, whatever God is laying on your heart. We need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com. Definitely.